This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Those of you that have been listening will know that I started with an email that I got from a guy I called George, where he talked about the disappointment and sense of failure that he was feeling, or at least that's what I interpreted it as. And we've been looking at expectations, we've been looking at honesty and feelings, and this time we're going to talk about working through differences. I talked about last time an important concept for me, and perhaps it might be important for you, and that is that I like to start from the end or begin at the ending. And what I mean by that is I really want to say in what I do or what I say, what do I want people to think about that? Do I want them to be challenged by something? Do I want them to be intrigued? And so I will develop how I want to talk to somebody by how I want them to respond after I'm done. So a seminar that I do, I start by saying, what do I want the people to leave their time with me knowing? You know, and I start with the 3 points or whatever. I always say when I speak, if I can give you one thing you can use this afternoon, then I've been successful. And I say that to you listening to this program. If one of these things makes sense and you can do it tomorrow or think about it tomorrow, then I've been very successful. So what do you want in the end, George? Do you want statues or memories? That's kind of an interesting metaphor. Do we want a statue of us that people will walk by and ignore? Or do we want memories of us that people interact with? I want to go for the memories. So what are we supposed to do when we work through these differences? Well, I think, first of all, we revel in mistakes. Well, that's maybe too much of a positive look at mistakes. But see, I spent 20 years teaching people to figure out how to live in a different culture and how to learn a language and how to manage their feelings. And so much of this happens by making mistakes. Indeed, language learning is but a series of mistakes, making mistakes and doing something positive with them. So revel in the mistakes. George, speaking to you, don't worry about it. You feel bad. You'll feel better if you do some of these things. And maybe doing some of these things will have no influence on how you feel. But after a while, you realize that you're feeling better. None of this can produce instant answers or instant responses or instant change. Another important point to think through is to find local resources to tell you when to be quiet and when to speak. I say that because one of the things that George said was, when I'm quiet, people say I should have spoken, and when I speak, people say I should be quiet. So you really, if you're like George, you don't know what to do. Well, the best thing is to find local resource people who can help you know what to do or say or be in certain situations. A friend of mine was working in another country, and he had to do something that he had never had to do before in this country, and that was he had to go to a funeral. My friend was a language teacher, and he had to go to the funeral of the husband of one of his language teachers in the school. And so he didn't know what to do. So he had this circle of friends around him that he could go to and ask. And he asked, what do I do at a funeral? And they worked through that idea, and he thought, you know, well, okay, I have a better idea about what to do. But he still was surprised. He and the family went, and they dressed up in their nice clothes and everything, and they went to the place in the city where the funerals were. And this doesn't occur back here in the United States, in that there's a big building, and in this building was 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 funerals going on. And people were gathering around chatting, and they hadn't had the service yet. Some of the coffins were opened, and some of them weren't. And there were big pictures and flowers and everything. And so they walk over to where this lady was. And as my friend said, we put on our sad faces and started to wish our condolences to this lady. And she comes over, and with a big smile says, did you bring your camera? Well, in this particular context, I guess it's a big deal to have your picture taken around the coffin with the dead person. Now, that sounds kind of unusual to you and me, maybe, and maybe to some people it sounds perfectly normal and natural. But you wouldn't understand that unless you'd been out there in the local context or unless you talked to your people and gathered information. The next point is that find out what their definition of excellence is. One of the things that George had was saying, I want to do my best and I push people to do their best, but their attitude is that I'm just being plain pushy. Part of the problem is that is a lack of understanding what someone else's expectation is of doing well. Now, some people that I've talked to when I've presented this before, they say to me, yeah, Brent, but you know what? Their expectation is really low. No one challenges them to excellence. And I say, okay, but bear with me. What would it look like to challenge someone to excellence? These people that you're working with, they all like to do a good job. But what does doing a good job mean? Doing a good job may mean to me having something turn out very beautiful or perfect or whatever. And yet to someone else, it may mean doing a job such that other people notice the job that you did and that they will get credit for that, if you will. That's a very different explanation of what excellence is. And so we need to know, and the best way is to ask them what their definition. And that may clear up an awful lot of things. Another point is to live, laugh, and cry in everything in season. Now, I've talked about that before, and I don't know that I have a whole lot to say to it right here. But what I just want to say again is that nobody said it was always going to be positive. Nobody said you are always going to feel effective. If they did, they were not being honest with you. And these negative times, as you see them, are there for a reason. You can learn from them. I had somebody once say to me that they wished that I could be out where they were because they didn't know anybody like me who could answer their problems about emotional issues and psychological issues and cultural issues. And I said, well, wait a minute. You know, first of all, I'm honored that you would think I'm such a good help to you and resource. So thank you for that. But let's really push this a little bit, if you will. Are you telling me that nobody there struggles with feelings of sadness or anxiety? And they said, well, no. And I said, well, if they're just like you and me, then the issue is, how do we find out what they do? In this case, it was a young mom with young children. And she said, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And I said, well, you're living in a neighborhood that has many other young moms and young children. Yeah. Well, one of the ways is to get to know some of them in a way that you can talk about child rearing issues, but they'll be different. Yeah, but you know what? You might both grow from that. And one of the unintended outcomes of that is that you will make new friends. So rather than looking for the negatives in our lives as things to keep us from people, let's look at it as things that can draw us closer to people, particularly those people that we went a long way around the world to work with and to be productive with. Everyone can be a resource and everyone can be an influence. So as you process through this stuff, think about that. George, I hope I was more of a help than a hindrance. And if I have inadvertently stepped on your toes, I am really sorry because I'm not trying to do that. But since you wrote to me, I want to try and give you the straight shot, if you will. I want to help you think through these things and look at the solutions that may be present there, not present here, present there with those people. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.